In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. The past four Sundays at the Adult Education Study, we have been looking at a theology of humour. Is God funny? And one of the quotations that's appeared often is this: the reason there are so few people going into the doors of churches are the faces of those people coming out of the doors of churches. But Jesus, in our gospel today, warns us, do not go out with dismal faces. This isn't a campaign for inane smiling, but just for brightness and awareness of the goodness of God and the privilege of being at God's table. Psalm 103, verse 14, he remembers that we are but dust. Or as the Message translation reads, he keeps in mind we are made of mud. By the glorious wonders of the internet, I recently received a pictorial Catholic guide to ashes. And the guide shows the many and varied ways in which clergy impose and shape ashes on the blessed foreheads of penitent parishioners and wastrel worshippers. The pictures are all here. For instance, there's the first in line, which is the strong, bold cross. There's the blob, the hasty, the OCD, the load toner, and my favorite, father's or mother's revenge. A very strong, very large, very permanent and very present cross on the parishioner. Last night, after mouthfuls of pancake, Anne-Marie and I talked about the current trend to include glitter in ashes. It is not happening tonight. But in the midst of this Lenten drollery, please do not think that the imposition of ashes is something that clergy take lightly. For me, it has always been one of the most meaningful acts of pastoral and priestly care. To look in the eyes of those I serve, for whom I have a growing affection, and to repeat these words as I look at them. Remember, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Imagine how moving it is as someone approaches you and you know that they have a terminal illness. And you say to them these words, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Or even the profound emotion as a babe in arms is presented for the imposition of ashes. And you say to this thing so full of life and promise, remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And for me, always the most wretchedly emotional, is to mark and say these words on my beloved Wendy. Remember you are dust, and to dust you shall return. And yet, the words accompanying the imposition of ashes are not all bad news. You see, when I remember that I am but dust, my exhausting exertions to fit the artificial and unwarranted expectations of others are eased. I made a mistake. Well, what do you expect from dust? When I remember that I am but dust, my agonizing attempts, and I read this phrase this morning, my agonizing attempts to ride the beast of not enoughness, do you get it? Not enoughness, are calmed. By the way, as I was typing this morning, for some reason, often it came out not as "but dust," but "but bust." Same sort of thing. But the news gets even better. You see, the psalmist tells us that God remembers that you and I are but dust. And so in the words of Julian of Norwich, he looks on each one of us with pity, never with blame. Pascal once wrote, I tried French at noon, I'm leaving it today. He once wrote, to understand is to forgive. The Lord knows whereof we are made. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are but dust, but bust. And thus, therefore, to quote the psalmist, he is full of compassion and mercy, slow to anger, and of great kindness. 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 We will be kind to one another as we remember that each of us are but dust. The past couple of days, I came across a poem that was written for me nearly 30 years ago, 35 years ago, by a young missionary called Catherine Parnell. She called the poem, "The Joyful Company of the Crippled Ones Praise Him." We are the crippled ones who were not healed along the way, who spurred each other on with valid hope and ran our limping, crutch-encumbered journey home with joy. We are the crippled ones who laughed, surprised, because we found that we, to our amazement, were the ones he used to pipe the music clear when the way seemed long. We are the crippled ones that he kept as special tokens of his grace and joined us hobbling, laughing home, as taking turns to lift each other on, we reached his rest. We are the crippled ones. We are but dust. Today, a piece of mold went up for auction in London. Not quite dust, but it has to serve the purpose. The item at Bonham's auction house was lot 92, but it's no ordinary fungus nor near dust. It was part of the batch that Alexander Fleming used to produce penicillin in 1928. Quote, a happy accident, unquote, changed the world of medicine and saved millions of lives. By some happy accident, we are here today to remember that we are dust, but also to celebrate that the Lord remembers that we are but dust, and therefore we will always be accepted, forgiven, restored, and recipients of his kindness. Thanks be to God. Amen.